Hey there, here's another Outside the Box. Today's topic is, can we afford the rich? There's a bumper sticker I have seen that says, quote, the world cannot afford the rich, end quote. We have many now, the poster child being the so-called owner of Tesla, SpaceX, X, sometimes still called Twitter, and some other less well-known companies. Can the world afford these billionaires? I think the answer is no. A few numbers demonstrate the power of those with wealth. The 8 wealthiest in the world have more money than the 4 billion lowest income people on the planet. The top 1% incomes in the U.S. own 40% of all stock, and the top 10% have 84%. If you want to know how unbalanced our economy is, you can find more details at the World Inequality Database. Most of that income for billionaires is not from high salaries. Almost all of it is capital gains, stocks and bonds, rent or loan payments, ownership of companies or real estate. Many are part or full owners of tech companies. Contrary to the wishes of Karl Marx, a relatively few people own the means of production, not the workers. Economic growth has been a primary purpose of our economy in the last 4 to 5 decades. That means big companies getting bigger and smaller companies barely surviving or disappearing. Thanks to Ronald Reagan, taxes for the wealthy were cut significantly in the 1980s, while wages stayed stagnant. The percentage in poverty didn't change much, but inequality increased dramatically. With wealth comes other privileges, access to higher education for family members, praise for being rich, even when their personal ethics are questionable, the ability to use their money to make more money, influence on government policies and legislation, and especially more recently, the ability to choose and help elect politicians and policy makers. Wealthy people are harder on the environment, sometimes using 5 to 10 times more fossil fuel than the average person. They often manipulate public policies to benefit the wealthy few at the expense of working people, and they help the big business community as opposed to workers and unions. Right now, we're in a situation where they owe too much, control too much, pollute too much, and just in general, take up too much space. Can we afford the rich? When it comes especially to democracy and the environment, the answer is clearly no. Kate Pickett and Richard Wilkinson wrote 2 books, The Spirit Level, Why Equality is Better for Everyone, and later on, The Inner Level, How More Equal Societies Reduce Stress, Restore Sanity, and Improve Everyone's Well-Being. Both of these books offer data that show how harmful inequality is in so many parts of our lives. The more unequal a nation or region is, the lower its education levels, civic involvement, trust in neighbors, and health outcomes, according to Pickett and Wilkinson, and the higher its numbers of child pregnancies and individuals with mental health challenges. This is true for the U.S., but also for less developed countries in the global South. China is also experiencing this problem. The top 1% in that country own 30% of wealth there. Even Scandinavia, which has the lowest inequality in the world, has a top 1% that owns over 20% of total wealth. In recent years, over half of the U.S. population supported proposals to raise taxes on the wealthy. I expect that figure is even higher now. 2 proposals in Maine that add just 4% to the taxes of millionaires or those with high capital gains incomes, seems likely to be vetoed by Maine's governor, if also unlikely, it is passed by the legislature. Even if a majority in the state or throughout the U.S. support higher taxes, even just a little higher for the rich, politicians may not be willing to pass such a law, fearing that their wealthy benefactors and campaign donors will desert them. Do you think we can afford the rich? I'm Larry Danziger, wanting a huge redistribution of wealth in this country.